Good morning, brothers and sisters. One of the topics that has kept coming up is, why do certain people get to come to Mass at St. Dorothy's during this lockdown? Why does Father invite them and not me? And I thought this is an important topic because it actually has a broader context. If we think about it in regards to the very season in which we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, how many people throughout the centuries would have asked, why did Jesus choose them? What makes them so special? It's easy to fall into that type of judgment and envy, but it has often happened. In fact, the scriptures, St. Paul talks about this at one point. The fact is, we don't know the mind of God. So we don't know why God has chosen this person or that person. Now, if they became a saint, we figure that's the excuse. Oh, well, God knew they were going to become a saint. Well, what about all of the bad people God chose that didn't become a saint, like Judas? Why did God choose Judas? Well, we don't always understand the mind of God and his choices. But there are certain consistencies that we can see throughout God's choices, why he chose these specific apostles. And even in our gospel today on this road to Emmaus, part of it is revealed. These were not necessarily the brightest of all men. Our Lord chides them. He says, how foolish must you be to not recognize all of the signs and the scriptures that refer to the Christ? How many times throughout the Gospels does Jesus chide the apostles for their lack of faith? Now, you might think that's a strike against them, but in fact, one thing that we've learned from the saints over the years is that God chooses them and gives them special graces for special ministries precisely because they're weaker. Now, I'm not saying that's how I make my choice. I'm just saying we learn this about God. The Lord does this on purpose. In fact, I think the Blessed Mother gave us a very beautiful example in regards to Saint Bernadette. So she appears to Saint Bernadette, and Bernadette doesn't understand why the Blessed Mother of God would choose her and all of France. And so one day, during an apparition, she asks. Bernadette asks the Blessed Mother, why me? Why did you choose me? And I love the Blessed Mother's response. She says to her, if I could have found anyone in all of France more ignorant than you, I would have chosen them. Now, we call her Saint Bernadette. We call her Saint Bernadette. And why do we do that? It's not because of her ignorance. It's because of her holiness. So why did the Blessed Mother choose her? Well, because God would have chosen Bernadette. But why would God have chosen Bernadette? Because the scriptures say that God can work more powerfully through the weak, regardless of their weakness. So God likes his glory to shine through the weak. We oftentimes envy their position, and the fact that they were chosen, but we don't understand the mind of God. He doesn't choose them for any natural greatness or gift that he bestowed upon them. He chooses them, in fact, for their weaknesses, because it's through their weaknesses that they ultimately grow in dependence upon him, and his grace can shine all the brighter through them to the rest of the world. Now, in regards to how do I make my choices, it has nothing to do with that, per se. It's very practical for the most part. I need altar servers. I need lectors. And, you know, since this lockdown came about, I've just been choosing my altar servers and lectors and the families related to them, and that fills up the 10 quota. Obviously, we're at 11 today, but as you see in the text bar, it's just one family. So it's important for us not to ever be concerned or even attempt to make judgments based upon why somebody is chosen over me. In the end, what we have to know and believe and trust is that if God, in his infinite wisdom, has made a choice, has decided or ordained that this person hold that role or receive that gift, it's never advantageous for us to envy it because we don't understand why he's made that choice. Now, if we want God to choose us, then what we have to do is become like that person. We have to become little, more humble, more self-effacing. If we want to be a saint, ultimately, that has to be the virtue, as I often say, we need to pursue, the virtue of humility. Again, if there were anyone more humble in France than Bernadette, she would have been chosen. But there wasn't, and that's why the Blessed Mother chose her. And ultimately, that's why God seeks us out. So during this time, in which we're all struggling, in which we're all oftentimes kind of enhanced with the crosses that we're bearing because of the lockdown and isolation. We need to give the judgment to God and not presume upon any comparisons or especially upon the sin of envy, and just put our faith in the Lord, knowing that he will take care of things according to his will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.